Habakkuk 2 and verse 4. I said there are two verses that I need to come back to. Verse 4 is one, and verse 14 is the other. Habakkuk 2, verse 4. The righteous will live by his faith. There are some difficulties with the translation here, but the thought is plain enough. The righteous will live by his faith. Now you remember that this verse is quoted in the New Testament. You'll find it in Hebrews 10, 37-38. You'll find it in Galatians 3 and verse 11. You'll find it in Romans 1, verse 17. Therefore, it's a verse that's powerful in this sense. It's another of these verses that shows us how to interpret the Old Covenant through the eyes of the New Covenant. How we interpret the Old Testament by reading the New. Too many read the Bible the wrong way round. They read the New Testament through the eyes of the Old. We have Habakkuk 2 verse 4. This spoke to Habakkuk personally. It spoke to any spiritual Jew who would listen and understand and appreciate these words. It spoke to their circumstances. And therefore I'm going to apply it to myself as a believer, to my circumstances today. And in this short discourse I want to say a few words to speak to any believing friend who's listened to me, any brother or sister in Christ. These words, my friend, have relevance to us in our circumstances. We think about Habakkuk's time and his circumstances, both in the broad sense, in the big sense, the state of Judah, and perhaps in his own personal dilemma and difficulties and doubts and questions about it. That's the first level. But as we've seen, as I've said, this verse is a powerful player in the time of the New Testament, in the days of the New Covenant. Romans 1, Galatians 3, and Hebrews 10. And I shall want to speak to you on these things. And of course, all these words have relevance and power and blessing and meaning and instruction for any unbeliever who's listening. This can make you wise, my friend. Wise unto salvation, if you will listen. It can warn you. It can instruct you. It can lead you in the right way. First, Habakkuk in his own day. Well, as we've seen, this poor man is really utterly disturbed. He's in a wretched state. He can't understand. He can't explain. He's cried out to God in complaint. And God answers him. The righteous, the godly man, you, Habakkuk, must live by faith. This is how you live, Habakkuk. Not exist. How are you going to go on with those dilemmas? Now, this dilemma for Habakkuk was the state of Judah. Judah needed judgment. He could see the dreadful spiritual state of the people. I'm not only long for revival, but it was going to be a time of judgment. And this again perplexes Habakkuk. How can the Babylonians, the Chaldeans, be used by the holy God to punish Judah? Judah's sinful, but the Babylonians, the Chaldeans, are even worse. And in fact, their victories will encourage them in their idolatry. They'll praise themselves and their powers and their might. How can this be? This answer has come, and it comes in verse 4, but it's in this chapter 2, from verse 2 on. You remember that God has explained that he is sovereign, but the Lord is in his holy temple. The revelation awaits an appointed time, verse 3. It speaks of the end. It will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. Yes, the Chaldean is bragging and boasting, but to the righteous, that's you, Habakkuk, will live by his faith. The application is very clear to me. In my personal circumstances, my doubts and fears and sorrows and losses, yes, as a believer I have them. Unbeliever, I'm not pulling the wool over your eyes. Man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward. bereavements, doubts, family worries, trials at work, health problems, all sorts of issues. And in the bigger picture too, as I look out upon the church in the United Kingdom, as I've said many times, I see us heading rapidly into judgment, descending into judgment. In wrath, remember mercy is the prayer I should make to God. But the truth is, how am I going to go on with my personal disturbances, troubles, sorrows, griefs, tear shedding? How am I going to go on? How are you going to go on, brother and sister? The righteous, and that is what you are. You're right with God by faith in the Lord Jesus. Shall live, not merely exist, by faith. You must go on believing, my brother and my sister. Trust the promises of God. Trust the God of the promises. Rely upon him. It will certainly come what he had promised and will not delay. Verse 3. We walk by faith. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7. We walk by faith, do we not? Not by sight. We live. We live by faith and not by sight. Unbeliever, there's a word for you. I've spoken to the believer. Encourage you. I try to encourage you, brother and sister. But looking at the promises, the God of the promises, hope, rest, live by faith. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. His oath, his blood, his covenant support me in the whelming flood. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. And that's the truth of it, unbeliever. The ground on which you stand is sand. You believe in evolution. You believe in luck and fate. What do you live by? I tell you, in the name of God, you don't live, you exist. And you will exist forever. Come to faith, my friend. Faith in God. Faith in his word. But that's not all. The second great principle here is, this text is applied in the New Testament. In Hebrews 10:37-38, it's applied to believers to maintain their faith and go on in their faith and not backslide and not drift away from Christ. And that's a tremendous lesson. And that's very similar to the first one. Brother and sister, in our troubles and sorrows, let us, John 15, abide in Christ and not desert him. We are not of those who draw back, said the writer of the Hebrews. May it be true for you, brother, and me, sister. Yes, may we never draw back. May we build on Christ and keep the faith. 2 Timothy 4, right to the very end. Right to the very end. May we finish the race and complete the course, and abide in Christ. Be faithful unto death. And then, of course, the great New Testament, New Covenant lesson is in Romans 1:17 and Galatians 3:11. And what is that? Justification by faith. The just shall live by faith. There is a righteousness from God revealed, which is from first to last, it's all of faith. And what is that? The righteous will live by faith. What does that mean? We have Christ's righteousness, my brother. We have Christ's righteousness, my sister. And we have it by faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. We trust him, do we not? We have relied upon him. And we live before God because we are righteous. Galatians 3:11 is not by the works of the law. It's not by our rites and ceremonies. By trusting Christ, his blood, his righteousness. Did he not live for us? Above all, did he not die for us? Was he not buried and rose again for us? Will he not come again for us? Do we not rely upon Christ, especially by his one tremendous offering, to put us right with God? Romans 5, 1 and 2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, and whatever the circumstances of our life. Read on in that chapter. Difficulties, trials, and so on. Nothing will thwart this purpose of God, and indeed all confirms it. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have access into this grace. And of course it can be read as a sermon on sermon audio from me on this passage. It can be read as, let us have peace. Let us enjoy it. And that's my word to you, brother and sister, and to myself now. In the midst of trials and troubles and difficulties, let's go back to these solid foundations that we are justified by faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. We have peace with God. Let us enjoy it. Let us have that sense of peace. When all around my soul gives way, yes. He then is all my hope and stay. And a word with you, unbeliever. Read on from Romans 1:17. Read Romans 1:18. And see that you are under the wrath of God. And you need a righteousness. I know you think you can work your own righteousness. Your little works and observances. Your little doings of good, as you put it. I do my best. No, you don't. But even if you did, what's that? Even our righteousness is as filthy rags before God. He is the all-holy one. I address you now. There is only one way to be right with God. And that's through Christ. Islam, Buddhism, Confucianism. All these isms, they don't have it. Christ is all. Christ alone. And it's by faith you receive it, my friend. By trusting Christ. By reliance upon him. By turning from yourself and your works and your rites and your ceremonies and your observances and your creeds and confessions and calling upon the name of the Lord and trusting him. Romans 1:17. There is a righteousness from God revealed. It's revealed in Scripture, yes. But it's revealed in Christ. So read on from Romans 1:17 and see. But more than read on, my friend, more than read on. Trust Christ now. Now is the time. That's the lesson of Habakkuk 2 and verse 4. The righteous will live by his faith. That's a word for the believer, but it's a word for you, unbeliever. Faith. You will live. And you'll be righteous. I plead with you. In love I plead with you. I urge you. Trust the Redeemer, Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ now. Let Habakkuk speak to you now. May it be true that some listening to me will pass from death to life, unbelief to faith, sin to righteousness, out of darkness into light. Why? How? Because they hear the gospel and receive and trust and rely upon the Lord Jesus Christ. May this be true for you, my friend, even now. Amen.